106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
This ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. They used to call me the wanderer, who never wanted to settle down, yeah. But I'll tell you, baby, I want to know more. Got to stay around, 'cause with this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. Got nothing but this old heart of mine. Baby, please believe in me. Girl, you know, sweetheart, with this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. I'll always, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. Baby, I never thought so much love could fit in a little band of gold. But I'm telling you, darling, I feel it in my heart, got it in my soul. With this ring,
with this ring from 1955 by the Platters. They were one of the most successful vocal groups of the early rock and roll era. Their distinctive sound was a bridge between the pre-rock Tin Pan Alley tradition and the burgeoning new genre. They went through several personnel changes throughout their active years as they hit upon the successful formula of updating older standards. They were the first rockers to have a top 10 album in America. They were also the only act to have three songs included on the American Graffiti soundtrack that fueled an oldies revival already underway in the early to mid-70s. I'm Uncle Marty, this is the 3D Radioactivity, and on this episode, Sean and I are Lord of the Rings. This circular form can have many meanings. A decorative ornament worn on the fingers, toes, or around the arm or neck. It could be matter orbiting a planet like Saturn, a cyclic molecule, a network topology, an algebraic structure like a torus, a symptom of tinnitus, a telephone, boxing, wrestling, or gymnastics apparatus, crime rings, piston rings, rings of honor, Dante's rings of hell, films, games, literature, music, and song. The most obvious are those wearable ones that signify the commitment of a couple to each other. Enjoy as we round up a few of those for you.
Want you
wear my ring, on your finger, wear my love within your heart, and say you'll always be as much in love with me as with the stars.
Want you
wear my ring, on your finger, and make this solemn vow that you will always be as much in love with me as you are now. And when we're old, and we're real, we will still have this day to remember. When December, comes in May,
what you
wear
my ring
on
wear
your
my
finger,
ring.
Proving that love is ours to share. You're mine to have and go, just like this ring of gold. And when we're old,
when we're old,
and we're gray, we will still have this day to remember. When December comes in May,
what you
wear my ring on your
my
finger,
ring.
Proving that love. This ring of gold, you know it.
She wears my ring to show. Thank you.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring, your old neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know.
Presley asked if you would wear my ring around your neck, by heck, back in 1958, while one of his cohorts, Roy Orbison, told us she wears my ring from his Love Songs release. Gene Vincent was an American musician who pioneered the styles of rockabilly and rock and roll. He's a member of both their halls of fame. He became involved in the local music scene in Norfolk, Virginia, when he changed his name to Gene Vincent and formed a band called the Blue Caps, a term used in reference to enlisted sailors in the Navy. He recorded Wear My Ring in 57 as the group appeared several times on Town Hall Party, California's largest country music barn dance held in Compton. Those darn rings can lead to bliss and heartache, as this set will show you here on the 3D Radioactivity.
Every boy who has a sweetheart has a pet name for his gal. Some like a name like Ruby, others like a name like Sal. But my sweetheart's so beautiful, no pet name can I find. And I've thought the matter over and then made up my mind that I would love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses fade when wintertime is here. I'd love to call you Daisy, but daisies always tell what sweethearts like to whisper in your ear. Say, I'd love to call you honey, but honey runs away. I much prefer a name like clinging vine. And if I call you buttercup, the dandelions might eat you up. So I'll buy a ring and change your name to mine. Say, I'd love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses fade when wintertime is here. Say, I'd love to call you Daisy, but daisies always tell what sweethearts like to whisper in your ear. Oh, I'd love to call you honey, but honey runs away. I much prefer a name like clinging vine. And if I call you buttercup, little old tater bugs might eat you up. So I'll buy a ring and change your name to mine.
And I hope it never happened to me. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Well, I knew a guy, he was real plucky. That was of course until he got lucky. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand. Nah, no, you men think that you're all right, and the one you got, well, she's all right. When you see a smiling woman and a frowning man, she got a ring in his nose and a ring on her hand.
Time when a fella knows he ought to settle down. Gotta find a girl to call his own and stop all this roving around. Got a chair and a table and a four-post bed and a garden where the air smells sweet. But I need a girl to share my everything, make my lonely life complete.
Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. And a wedding ring.
I saved my money, got a steady job, built a dream house just for two, bought a sports coupe just the other day, and a golden wedding ring too. But the time gets shorter and the nights grow long, and it's a mighty peculiar life, with a house and a car and a wedding ring. But I don't know what I'll do without a
It was not what you wanted. Now the walls say your name and the pictures are haunted. Does my ring burn your fingers? Does my love weigh you down? Was the promise too much to keep around? Keep from crying. I could never ever believe that your kisses were lying. Was there something from the past buried in a shallow grave? Did you think it was too far gone even to say? So broken-hearted, I just wait here in the dark for my dearly departed. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love wake you down? What's the promise? Just too much to keep around.
to be free.
Sheryl Crow's 2008 Diamond Ring, along with Lance Armstrong, just doesn't mean anything. The Del McCurry Band asked, "Does my ring burn your finger?" While Mike Preston had a house, a car, and a wedding ring, all he wanted was a girl to share it with in 1958. Savoy Brown's Blue Matter, 11 years later, featured "She's Got a Ring in His Nose and a Ring on Her Hand" as track number 3, as we got this look at relationships started with Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards, and "I'll Buy the Ring and Change Your Name to Mine." He's best known as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Walt Disney's Pinocchio from 1940, and more than any other performer, was responsible for the soaring popularity of the four-stringed Hawaiian instrument during the 20s, as Tin Pan Alley Publishers added chords specific to it in standard sheet music. We're coming back with a pair of golden earrings in just a moment. This is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 88.5 FM and 1530 AM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, theacidflashback.com, and The Choice on zcomradio.com, 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty. Sean and I've got more rings than you'll find in the trunk of an old tree, here on the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
There's a story the gypsies know is true, that when your love wears golden earrings, he belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few, but if you love will come to you. By the burning fire they will glow with every coal. You will hear desire whisper low inside your soul. So make love your guiding light, and let this pair of golden earrings cast their spell tonight. Guiding light, and let this pair of golden earrings cast their spell tonight. Thank you.
Twilight Zone is a hit, written by guitarist George Kooymans, who got the inspiration from the novel The Bourne Identity by Robert Ludlum. Although most listeners remember their anthem titled Radar Love, this was the group's sole top 10 pop single on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and hit number one on the Billboard Album Tracks chart. Golden Earrings, only number one hit in America, and it appears on their 1982 release titled Cut by this Dutch band. Our other Golden Earrings came to us via Peggy Lee, who first recorded it in 1946. So we've checked out Jewelry for the Fingers and Lobes. It's time to chime in with some different ones for you on the 3D Radioactivity.
Life is dull, it's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling like a toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. How could that funny face that seemed to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? Don't know if it's morning, nighttime, winter, or spring. What's the difference? Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. She takes your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing the people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. She takes your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing the people of the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding. Thank you.
far, baby, I'm sorry. When we were last face to face, there was some tension up in the place. Girl, I didn't mean to flip. Try to hold it down and get a grip. Temperature is rising up on my case. As I left the scene, I said some things I didn't mean. I had some beef to release instead of holding out the peace. As I got all my thought of it once or twice, some things I said, baby, just weren't nice. Whenever I call you now, it seems like you're not home. Are you with somebody else or are you alone? Why don't you call me like I wish you would, like I think you should? That's why I'm sitting here listening.
Ring, 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 my cell phone's not ringing.
I really want you to call me, why don't you call me like I wish you would?
Ring, 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 your cell phone keeps ringing.
What's wrong with your phone line? I'm here to see if you're beating fine.
Ring, 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 my cell phone's not ringing.
Now you got me wondering, now you got me panicking.
Ring, 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 your cell phone keeps ringing.
Girl, you got me thinking about the things I'm saying. My baby, I promise, when we're next face to face, I'll pay attention to your style and your grace. You know I can keep it tight, I'll be right there, right by your side. Anything you want, girl, everything to your taste. I know as I left the scene, I said some things I didn't mean. I had some beef to release instead of holding out a piece. Now I'm singing this song to this melody, hoping my phone sings this ring, 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 ring,
ring, ring, ring. My cell phone's not ringing.
I really want you to call me. Why don't you call me like
ring, 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 ring. Your cell phone keeps ringing.
What's wrong with your phone line? And I'm here to see if you're beating
the ring, ring, ring. My cell phone's not ringing.
Now you got me wondering. Now you got me panicking.
Ring, ring, ring. Your cell phone keeps ringing.
Girl, you got me thinking about the things I'll be saying.
The article that I'm really reaching for, my one-to-one, really one-to-one, now with the Ericsson, said the way you get it to with the battery, then with the pretty much charge on wifi, sit on my way for the Mercury, to receive a call from a girlie, who 12 o'clock, I don't hear from she, no, she's watching the caller ID, I know she vexed, I know she's angry, or because I left that scene, or because I said things that I didn't mean, why can't she pick up the phone and call me, I know what I said wasn't very nice, but baby, I'm sorry, if you could just forgive me,
she's watching her caller ID, and she's watching to see if it's me who is calling. She won't ring me to tell me we're cool, and I'm sitting here waiting for her like a fool. Someone should tell her she should watch her back, cause I might find another to scratch my back. But in the meantime, I am still waiting for my phone to start singing and ring, 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 ring,
ring, ring, ring, ring. My cell phone's not ringing.
I really want you to call me. Why don't you call me like I wish you were?
Ring, ring, ring. Your cell phone keeps ringing.
What's wrong with your phone line? I'm here to see if you're feeling fine.
Ring, ring, ring. My cell phone's not ringing.
Now you got me wondering. Now you got me panicking.
Ring, ring, ring. Your cell phone keeps ringing.
Girl, you got me thinking about the things I'm saying.
Aaron Soul is a UK-based R&B singer who had a top 20 single, Ring Ring Ring, in 2001 from Bridget Jones' Diary, the British romantic comedy film that was based on Helen Fielding's novel of the same name, which is a reinterpretation of Austen's Pride and Prejudice. Ring My Bell is a 1979 disco song by Anita Ward. It was originally written for then 11-year-old Stacey Ladislaw as a teeny bopper song about kids talking on the phone. When Stacey signed with a different label, Ward was asked to sing it instead, and it became her only major hit. The song reached number one on the disco charts in both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Soul Singles list. It also reached that position on the UK Singles chart, along with that position in Spain, Norway, New Zealand, and Canada. Andy Kirk and Mary Lou Williams gave us Ring Dem Bells. Kirk was a jazz saxophonist and tuba player, best known as the band leader for the 12 Clouds of Joy. Popular during the swing era, he moved the band to Kansas City, where they grew in popularity as they epitomized the distinct regional jazz sound. In 1936, he was signed to Decca and made scores of popular records. Meanwhile, Mary was a pianist and widely respected arranger, for big bands during the 30s and 40s, as well as a prolific composer. Ring-a-Ding-Ding was written specifically for Frank Sinatra by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, and it reached number 4 on the pop charts back in 1960. The master in his workshop was given favorable approval by Stereo Review, although a similar album, Sinatra's Swingin' Session, was released on Capitol a mere 2 months prior. This one managed to maintain a 35-week stay on the charts. There were plenty to go around for us. If we missed your favorite, be sure to give me a ring or send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. You can also leave a message on the Facebook page, where you'll find links to all the archives of the earlier episodes and graphics over in the photo section. Be sure to look for us on TuneIn.com, GroovyRadio.net, where all the great songs go to play, and InternetFM.com, because the best FM radio is now online. And tune in next time, where our focus will be on fashion. We've got time for one more in our quest for the rings. Domingo Zamudio is a retired American rock and roll singer, motivational speaker, poet, and he still makes occasional concert appearances. He was easily recognized by his campy robe and turban while hauling his equipment around in a 1952 Packard hearse that had maroon velvet curtains. Known as Sam the Sham, he took that name from a joke about his inability as a vocalist. As the frontman for the Pharaohs, he sang on several top 40 hits in the mid-60s, including this great B-side to Willy Bully. See you next time. Here's Ring Dang Do.
Well, you can have your gold and your diamonds too. All I want is a ring. Looking for a ring.